And he used to have 5 acres of apples down this way.
Uh-huh.
And he'd make them into cider right here on the place. And then he'd put that rope through the handle of one of those things. And we could slide those down the well, you see, and they'd come up. Works on the same principle of you've seen these spring wells in the mountains, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Where they... And get some cold,
mm-hmm.
cold down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the cider was always sweet and good when it was first day made. But Papa didn't like it till it got a little bit sharp about the third day. Wasn't that right?
That's about right. It does. Yeah. It has a little bit of a sort of dusty taste to begin with.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know whether that sediment goes to the bottom, you know, and clarifies it.
Yeah.
And it begins, I presume, to ferment after a certain number of days.
Yeah.
And turns into vinegar. That's another thing we made.
Oh, yeah.
You see, that turned into pure apple vinegar.
Uh-huh.
And we had all the vinegar we needed for pickling, hot pepper sauce, any of those things.
You ever heard that word? A mother would foam in the jug.
No.
When the vinegar was right.
Well, that was a mold on top. You may have seen it in some fermented things.
Yeah, call it a mother, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's a white.
For protection, I guess, don't you guess? Reason where that expression came from.
If you had a pipe coming in, you know, like a water pipe coming into the house, and it got so cold that you might say it got so cold that your water pipes what?
Froze.
Okay, and if they did that, and if they broke, the pipes froze, and so then they.
We say they busted, you know. B-U-S-T-E.
That's what I was wondering about. Yeah.
I've actually seen the laboratory come away from the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll do that if you don't let them run.
They're not proper. Mm-hmm. The house not properly insulated.
Uh-huh.
This house is built with pine ceiling boards about this wide. The whole house is sealed with that kind of pine, fat lightwood. Now it's got sheetrock on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
And wallpaper on top of the sheetrock.
Uh-huh. So you're well insulated now, nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a barrel, you know those iron things that go around the outside of a barrel? What do they call them?
Staves.
Staves? What are, the staves are the up.
Oh, that's right. That's rings, just rings.
Rings?
Barrel rings.
Do you ever have those where they...
Hoops. If they were metal, like this, about
uh-huh.
that wide.
Mm-hmm.
We'd call them hoops.
Okay.
And a lot of them are bound with just the wire around them.
Mm-hmm.
Our neighbor in New Orleans wanted us to find him one to grow flowers in. He was going to cut it in two and make flower boxes out of that barrel.
Uh-huh.
We never could find what he wanted. He's crazy on serving with antiques.
You know, an old-fashioned wagon wheel? You know what I mean? Those big old wagon wheels. The center part of that, what do they call that?
Hub.
And then coming out from that?
Spokes.
And then what about the round part or that the wagon runs on?
I've got two Daniel at the entrance to our place. But
they call it a tire ever?
What?
Tire?
Mm-hmm. But it runs really a lot of the original ones were made out of wood, and
wood.
Then they started making them out of metal.
Uh-huh.
And that was when they called the tires.
When it was
well,
metal.
Mine are made out of wood.
Hmm.
Mine are made out of wood, aren't they? Yeah.
The spokes are wood.
Yeah.
And the hub is wood and iron.
Mm-hmm.
And the rim is wood and iron on top of the...
Mm-hmm. If there was a log across the road, if you're driving along somewhere and there was a log across the road and you had to tie a rope to it and drag it out of the way, you might say, we tied a rope to it and we what?